The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Amid Beis Tanu Rabban, Mitzvahs Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisoy. Lashon the Gemara is interesting. Chayesh said, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah is Ner Chanukah. Here we see the Lashon the Gemara, Mitzvahs Chanukah. How is one mekayim the mitzvah which expresses the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Ner Ishu Beisoy. The essence of the Yom Tov is in the mitzvah of the Pesum Nisa and the Lahoidis Ulahal Be'ikr is in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and the way to be Mekayim this Inyan is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. One light for Ish Ubeisoy, one light per house, one light, one Ner. We'll see that there's not a kium of a personal obligation when one lights one Ner. There's a Din Ner Ish Ubeisoy, it's a Din the house. If a person doesn't have a house, one doesn't light. He's Yoitza. A different Ephanim, Kimavur Behemshech HaSugya, with Birchus HaRoya, but one does not, if one sleeps on a park bench in Central Park, one does not light Ner Chanukah. There is no Indian to light in Central Park. It's a din that Chazal will convey in the Bayis. Of course, in this, there's an echo of the Tzura of the Mitzvah, which is the Neris of the Beis HaMikdosh, which are Nidlak. The Kahanim over here also, there's an Indian of being doylik in the bais. There's no din of Stam lighting a candle, even if there was theoretically for some anisa to the people in the street. Ner ishu beisoy, v'mahadrin ner l'chol echod ve'echod. And what does this mean, mahadrin ner l'chol echod ve'echod? The one who wants to be mahadr in the mitzvah, one who's looking for an oifen to be mekayim the mitzvah in a superlative fashion, with behidr, with the hidr mitzvah, one lights a ner l'chol echod ve'echod mibnei beisoy. Mivnei Beisoy, we'll see a chiddush in the poskim that one does not light, let's say if it's him, his wife, and five children, one does not light seven, one lights six. Because ishtar kegufoy, the poskim say, one does not light for his wife. But one lights echod l'chol echod mivnei Beisoy. Now, mahadrin mina mahadrin, one is looking to be mekayim the mitzvah, ba'ifin mahadrin mina mahadrin, here we have the famous machlekes, be'shamay oimrim, yoim rishoin, madlik, shmoinim, mekan ve'elich poich sevaholich, be'silul oimrim. Beshami says one starts with 8, one goes down to 1. Beisilul says, Yomisha madlik achas mikan ve'elech moisiv ha'ilu. Where all the Sifrei Drush ask the question, l'chor Beisilul is the shita that makes sense. The nes grew in extent as the days went on. The first day the shemen in the menorah only burnt for one day. The second day burnt for 2 days. L'chor, it makes sense, it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. Why does Beshama hold it goes from 8 to 1? The Sifrei Drush are full of ideas of how this expresses itself in Avodas Hashem. Beis Hillel holds one has to be Keseder and Moisiv Ha'olich in Avodas Hashem. The person always has to look for ways to be Mechadish. He always looks for a 1 and a 2 and a 3. To be Moisiv Ha'olich, that's the Surah of a Yid in his Avodah. Beshama holds, of course, this is Drush Ba'alma, this is not La'alocha. Beshama holds that one, the Mahalach in Avodas Hashem is to start. Think, aim for the stars. One starts with a perception of godless, one sets out to learn, one aims to become the God of Lador, and then one is mitzamtzin his field of avoida to fit with where the reality on the ground is. So one starts with 8, and one is mitzamtzin himself as the time goes on. One sees where one has to focus, one has to concentrate till he's left with a single solitary candle. Of course, that single solitary candle has to burn faithfully, and it has to be lit in order for a person to achieve in his life. That's just an idea that the Sifrei Drush discussed Binagei Beisham Beisil. What I'd like to talk about is the Darga of Mahadrin, where the Gemara says, Mahadrin Ner L'chol Echad Ve'echod. One lights for each one of Bnei Beisoy. Tosfos understands that there's a Hidur here, the first night, that one lights only one, according to Beisil, of course, we pass in that way, that we're Moisiv Ha'elich, the first night we light one. So if one is to light Echot, l'chol echot mivnei beisoy, there's a hidur in the mitzvah. One can see from the outside that what's going on over here is one is lighting b'tzura mehuderes, one l'chol echot mivnei beisoy. On the second night, one would not be able to see, let's say, as we said before, one lights six. If there are him, his wife, and five children, one lights six. The second night he's going to light 12. That 12 is not nikur. See, lighting one l'chol echot mivnei beisoy. The first night, the second night, nobody knows how many B'nei Bayis there are. The Ivri Drachim and Rishus Aram don't know how many people there are. So therefore there's no clear idea of what's being expressed by the Neirois. There is no Mahadrin to light. L'chol Echem B'nei Bayisar times 2, times 3, times 4, so on and so forth. But what one does, Tosef says, is if one wants to light Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, there one only lights one light, but one lights one, and then two, and then three, and then four. So, if one wants to light Mahadrin, of course, the way we do it is, we'll see in a few minutes, what our sheet is. If, according to Tosfos, one is lighting with a Moisiv HaHoylech, which is the Mahadrin and a Mahadrin, it's the ultimate of being Mekayim the Mitzvah, one does not light Echod L'chol Echad Mibnei Beiser. One lights one, two, three, four, five, six. And this is the Psak of the Mechaber, that Ad Kama, that one is being Moisiv HaHoylech, one does not light Echod L'chol Echad Mibnei Beiser. And so is the minute by the Sfadim, we'll pass on like the Mechaber, that one lights one, two, three, four, five, and they do not light, the minig HaSfadim, like the Mechaber, is not to light L'chol Echad Mibnei Beiser. However, that's the sheet of Tosfos. The sheet of the Rambam is, I'll quote the Ramo inside, who brings the Rambam Malocha, the Eshoimim, the Chol Echad Mibnei Abayis Yadlik. Each one of the Bnei Bayis is Madlik, which means that, let's say, the first night, is, as we said, there are six people, excluding the wife of the Balabos. There are six people, each one lights one. The second night, each one lights two, and this is the common consensus of what the meaning is in Klai Yisrael, at least by the Ashkenazim, that each night, every one of Bnei Beiser lights the amount of nights that it is. So on the eighth night, if there are six people that are lighting, you'll have a grand total of 48. Of course, our meaning is to separate them, we light them in separate menorahs. It's not a chiv al pidin in the Gemara, but al kapanim, that's our meaning, that Mahadrin would mean lighting l'chol echad Bnei Beiser. So the first night would be six, the second night would also be six. Mahadrin, mina mahadrin would mean the first night is six, the second night is 12, the third night is 18, and so on and so forth. There's a tremendous chiddush over here that Taz points out. This is maybe the only time in Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber and the minig of the Sfardim is to paskin like the Balei Tosfos, and the Ramah paskins like the Rambam. Taz says, Bekan yesh chiddush b'minig. There's almost a breach of halachic tradition over here. What the reason is, nobody knows exactly. But over here, the Mechaber paskins like the Tosfos, and the Ramah paskins like the Rambam. An interesting maramokin. In any case, let's discuss the sheet of the Ramah for a few minutes. The sheet of the Ramah, as we said, l'fi the Rambam, is kol echad mibnei beiser yadlik on the first night six, the second night 12, right? The second night, two times, kol echad mibnei beisoy, two times six, 12, the third night, 18, the fourth night, 24, v'chein aminik poshut, the Ramah says. The Lashon of the Ramah is interesting. V'yei shayimim, the kol echad mibnei abayis yadlik. Each one of the bnei bayis is madlik, which would be mashma, that the father, and this is the way most families do it, the father takes his shamas, makes his brachas, baruch atah Hashem, and he lights the six. The second night, he lights one. Then the next member of the family makes a bracha and lights his own. Kol echad mibnei bayis yadlik. Each one is not yoytz with the other one. Each one of the children, each one of the adults in the family lights for himself. The lashon of the Rambam is somewhat different. The lashon of the Rambam is that the balabayis is madlik kenechid kol echad mibnei bayis. We don't have each person lighting for himself, even though meikar adin, everybody's yoytz with the balabos, but there's a mahadran, each person should light for himself. That's not the pshat. The Rambam holds the balabayis with his bracha, with his mitzvah, the first night lights six, the second night lights 12. From Stava going to Rambam, you don't light in two separate menorahs. Maybe yeah, maybe not. I don't know if that point is mukach, but it's one lighting. It's not a separate lighting of a separate menorah with separate brachas. It's one mitzvah that he should light each night, keneged kol echad mibnei beisoy. So the first night he lights six, the second night 12, and so on and so forth. That is the sheet of the way the Rambam, again, the idea of how to learn the Gemara is the same. The point is that there should be lit in the bayis each night, the first night, second night, the third night, times the amount of people that there are, the first night 6, 12, 18, and so on. The question is only that the lashon of the Ramah, the way he brings the halacha, and the way we do it is that each person lights, kol echad mibnei abayis yadlik, whereas the Mechaber, which is the source of this shita, is that the Baal HaBayis himself lights for everybody. What does this mean? What's the difference? Well, what's the idea over here? The Briskerov, Velvel, in his Sefer HaRambam has a piece which is based on the idea of his grandfather, the Beis HaLevi. And over there he explains the idea of what's going on over here, is that since this, let's say the first night, for argument's sake, the kiyum of the mitzvah is with one ner, the second ner is only a tosefes, it's only a mahadrin. It's an extra, it's a tosefes onto the mitzvah. How could it be that a second person should light, he says, to explain the rationale behind the Rambam, why the Rambam doesn't hold that each one should light for himself, the way the Ramah says. How could it be that the second person should be mekayim as a separate ma'aseh mitzvah, a tosefes onto the mitzvah itself? If the mitzvah be ikorin, if the mitzvah in its form that Chazal were metaken, in its simple form, was to light one ner, the second ner is not a mitzvah. The second ner is a hiddur in the mitzvah. So if the balabas is lighting, the balabas is lighting with more oomph, with more hiddur. But if somebody else lights, somebody else is adding on to the mitzvah. The Rambam says, the Baal HaBayis himself, obviously the Rambam says, the Pshat in the Gemara is, the Baal HaBayis himself adds. So a similar idea, you could use an esrig, which is a middle-of-the-road esrig, a Beinoni esrig. Let's say somebody has a Shvacher esrig, and then afterwards he wants to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Behidur, so he takes another esrig. You found an esrig that was a Mehudidika esrig. It's clear, it's Pashut, to anybody who's Mayin, that you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah afterwards. You already Yotze the Mitzvah. You can't get a second try to do the Mitzvah in superlative fashion. So over here also, if the Mitzvah was already Yotze Yidei the Balabot, he already lit Nerishu Beis, thereafter for everybody to be Moisev to light doesn't work. This is the way the Briskerov, the Beis HaLevi, explained the Rambam. The Rambam holds no, the Rambam holds that Tosefes Mitzvah could be done in stages. This is the way he explains it. It's possible that the Rambam doesn't argue on this idea. By Esrog it's clear that he wouldn't hold it. You could take a better Esrog after you already Yotze with a Shvacher, with a Benny Esrog, and be Yotze the Mitzvah in superlative fashion. So what does the Rambam hold? One can explain that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Mahadrin that's expressed over here is not only a... discuss this idea that the concept by Ner Chanukah of Mahadrin is not just a hidden mitzvah. Normally we have a klal of hidden mitzvah, ad shlish, if a person is able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin, of talis, of lulav and esrog, and one could be moisif and find a better lulav, a better pair of tefillin, a better tefillin, the shir is ad shlish. Over here by Mahadrin, obviously you're not being moisif ad shlish. It costs twice as much to light two neiros as it costs to light one neir. So what's the ad shlish? There is no atzlish. What's going on over here is not a hider in the original mitzvah. It's a different form of being mekayim the mitzvah. It's like a different mitzvah. Chazal were metakin when the second level A being mekayim the mitzvah, they were mesakin level B mekayim the mitzvah. It's not a hider in level A. It's a different type of mitzvah. So the mitzvah is not just ner ishu beisei. That's the simple mitzvah. There's a mitzvah mahadrin of l'chol echad ve'echad that each person, each one of the Bnei Bayis should light for himself. It's a different type of mitzvah. It's a different kiyum mitzvah. It's a different type of mitzvah. Maybe a different level of kedusha of the mitzvah also. But that's why you don't have this problem that you would have by an esrog, because it's not just a tosefes in the original mitzvah. It's a different type of mitzvah. This concept is miyashim a number of difficulties with the way we light Ner Chanukah. For instance, our meaning is that we light first, if we're lighting, let's say, on the fifth night, we light first the one that was Nischadish. We light from the left, and we go, and we light towards the right. We light the Tosefes on the mitzvah, and the one which was there Lechetchila on the right, we light the last, which is difficult. Minyeches ha'ikur v'oisis ha'tofel. Of course, the inyan is al chavivus ha'mitzvah to light with the bracha the first, the one which is the Tosefes. But if we look at the ikur mitzvah as the first, the one on the other side, so we're lighting, we're making a bracha on the Tosefes mitzvah, not on the mitzvah itself. But obviously the pshat is not that way. The pshat is that when a person lights Mahadrin or Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin, let's say he's lighting five on the fifth night instead of one on the fifth night, which is the Madrega Beisul Mahadrin Minah Mahadrin. So over there, he's not being Mekayim the mitzvah in the Pashat Oifin of Nerishu Beisul. He's Mekayim the mitzvah of lighting five. So it's not a tofel and an ikur in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is lighting fire, and therefore one lights the tosefes because there's a chavivus hamitzvah in lighting. And this is the way it's kapaskin. The Magen Avraham expresses difficulty with this halacha in the beginning of Tofresh Ayin Vav and in Tofresh Nun Aleph, but that's the halacha. L'mashal, by lulav, one would not make a bracha on, here's another idea, one would not make a bracha on the tosefes. L'mashal, somebody picked up a lulav, he was yotzei the mitzvah, and thereafter he, let's say, forgot to make a bracha, he picked up a lulav, and that's another way, when we pick up the lulav, we make sure to pick it up with kavanah not to be yotzei, we turn over, we switch it over to the left hand, to the right hand, and so on, in order not to be yotzei the mitzvah before making the bracha. Let's say one picked up the lulav and esrik, was yotzei the mitzvah without making the bracha, one cannot thereafter make the bracha on the tesefes, on the hidden mitzvah of the nanuim that one does with the lulav and esrik. Same goes by shayfer. If one did not hear the bracha of the Baal Tekeh, one cannot make the bracha on the tkiyas that are blown, I'll say the Shemoneh Esrei, Malchus Zechrenus and Shofes, or the tkiyas after Shemoneh Esrei, one cannot make a bracha. Why? Because it's only a Tosefes mitzvah. One was already yotzei the mitzvah with the first 30 kailas. Thereafter, it's only a Tosefes. It's only an addition on to the original mitzvah. But by Ner Chanukah, it's not that way. The mitzvah is not lighting one with a hider, a Tosefes of another four, or 10, whatever the amount he's lighting. The mitzvah is a different mitzvah. You could light one, you could light mahadrim and amahadrim of lighting 5, 10, 15, 20, lefida madregas, lefida shittas. So that's the pshat over here. As we said, that's also the pshat of lighting from the tofel and not lighting from the ikka. There's another halacha also which expresses this idea in Tofrei Shayin Dal. We know that the Ner Chanukah, we say in the piyut of Aneris Halolu, ve'en lanu reshus l'shtamish bohem. One cannot use Ner Chanukah if one wants to play dreidel by the light of the menorah. One has to turn on another light. One is not allowed to be nene. It's also kodesh hem. We're not allowed to be nene from it. One can also not light, when we're lighting, let's say we're lighting 5 neris, if we light the first one, it goes out, one cannot relight the shamis from the ner which is already lit. One cannot light the ner choil to be nene from the ner kodesh. But one can use the Ner Kodesh to light, let's say one has a Ner which is lit, one can use that to light the next one. For instance, one used a candle to light, let's say we're not lighting with oil you can't pick up and light the one after that. Let's say you're lighting with candles, the regular candles that come in the box. You take the Shamus, you light the one on the left, you light the first one. Then Shamus goes out, you can thereafter take the Ner that was lit first and light the one next to it. Why? L'chor, the one next to it is choyl l'gabi, the first one. The one that you lit first, you yaitzu, you yaitzu mitzvah. The other next one is a tesefes. It's only a hidr. Achrenim have a problem with this halacha. The pshad is the way we just explained. That since the halacha is that the all the neiros are b'chlal the mitzvah, this is the mechaber in Tofer Shein Dal, the Ram over there argues, but to explain the mechaber why you could light from the second neir from the first neir, the pshad is because then all five are nichlal in the ikka mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of lighting one with a tesef, it's with a hider of lighting another four. It's a new tzura of being mekayim the mitzvah to light all five. Another related topic, what we just discussed is Nagei Pshat in the Ramah, how it could be that each one lights for himself, even though he was already yotze with the balabos of lighting one. The Teretz says there is a new key mitzvah of each person lighting for himself. Let's go back to the Rambam Shita, where the balabais would light, and this is the way the Sfaradim do it for, would light an air for each person. Let's say you would not be moitzev ha'ilach on the second night, you'd not be lighting two, but you would light kol echad l'bnei beisoy. What's the pshat in this halacha? Is the pshat that the balabais is being moitzi kol echad v'echad? Could I put on tefillin for somebody? Could I eat shoif? Could I eat matzah for somebody? Could I take a lulav for somebody? How could I light nerchah? How could I do a mitzvah for somebody? Is there a concept here of shlucha shaladim k'moisoy? The pshat is, of course, not that way. There's no shlichus going on over here. The balabais is not lighting for somebody else. The din of the lighting, as we said in the beginning of the shiur, is not a din in the personal ma'aseh hadlaka. There's a din that a ner should be lit for a person. It's a din ner ishu beisoy. There's no din of a ma'aseh hadlaka if a person does not have a house. There's a din that each person that has a house, in that house has to be niskayim. There has to be a kiyum. There has to be a expression of ner ishu beisoy, that the house should have a ner. It's, so to speak, a din the bais. not so much a din in his ma'is halacha, he doesn't have a house, he doesn't like. It's a din in the ba'is, a Jewish home, the same way a Jewish home has a mezuzah on the door, on Chanukah, a Jewish home has a ner lit in the front of the house. That is the tzura. The mitzvah is that is the tzura of a Jewish home. The halacha is, we'll learn in Yitzhak Shem Behemshech HaSugya, called Beis, Kofso Ein Zochel Kulof, a person lights, the ner does not have to be relit, because since he did light it, so that din was niskayin. There's no din that he has to relight it. Of course, the din that the house should have a ner, it's enough that he lit it if it went out. There's no din that the house thereafter has to have a ner for the next 4 hours. He has to keep on relighting. That's something else. But the din that a ner should be lit is not a din in his ma'isad locker. It's a din that's expressed that the house has a ner. As we said, that is the tzura of a Yiddish home in the Chanukah, is that it has a menorah lit, and therefore the balabos, who is in charge of the house, all he's doing is making sure that that bayis runs smoothly the way a Jewish home should be. Same way everybody that lives in a house has a chiyuv that there should be a mezuzah, but the balabos is the one who's mechuyuv to put it up. The Rambam holds that the balabais lights for everybody because he's the one who has the chiyuv of the whole house, even though there's a din in the house that a ner should be lit l'chol echad ve'echad. The interesting idea also, as we said, the din of ner should be soy. The place can point out that if there's a person, his wife, and 5 children, so you know, the balabos does not, according to Ram, the balabos does not light 7, the balabos lights 6. Ner ishu beisoy, the beisoy, beisoy zu ishto is included in the ner ish. Something we don't find, the Chassam Sofer and the Prima Godim talk about this, they say, kol kvuda bas melech pnima, the original takon of Chachamim, was for lighting outside, person venisa, a woman doesn't go out. In those days, there was an emissar called Kvud Bas Melech Pnima. Sidiv Chazal did not make the chiyuv incumbent on a woman. But it's very strange, because the woman is mechuyiv. If she has a husband, almona, or a single woman, is mechuyiv in Ner Chanukah. It's not the pshat that she's not mechuyiv. She's yoytza with her husband. Where do we find that a woman should be yoytza in mitzvah? Of course, mitzvah says she has man groma. Normally, a woman is not mechuyiv. But if she wants to be yoytza, let's say, shoifer or lulav, or any other man, Megillah, then she has to go to shul herself. There's no din she can be yoytza with her husband. Why over here is there a din she's yoytza with her husband's adlocha? The test is very partial. As we said, there's no din that the woman has to do an act of a ma'is adlocha. It's not the act of adlocha which is the expression of the ner Chanukah. It's the fact that her home has a ner doluk. Her home has in it the ner is Chanukah, has the Chanukah lights lit in front. Isha, because Ishta Kigufay have one expression of home. Of course, the children that live at home, of course, are Shayich, and that's why the father, according to the Rambam, lights for everybody, but they are separate people. Mashaykin, Ishtoi. Kigufay means that an expression of home, a husband and wife are one, that there is only one kium of the Ner Doluk in the house, Keneged Ishtoi, the same way it's Keneged Ish. So this is the same idea. So again, we've discussed the Indian of Mahadrin, where L'chadchil din is to light one ner, and that's it. There's a Mahadrin of lighting L'chadchil kol echad mibnei beisah. There's a Mahadrin of being Moisev Ha'ilach day by day. We discussed the different Rishonim. We understood that the idea of the Rambam was not that each person has a separate, was not that each person is Moisev, the hider of the mitzvah, but that there's a different type of expression of Kiyum HaMitzvah done when each person lights for himself. And according to the Rambam, that the Balabos lights for everybody if he's lighting L'chol echad mibnei beisah. Over there, what's being expressed is that the home has a different type of ner doluk when there's a ner doluk keneged kol echot. It's not a shlichus, but it's a ner doluk keneged kol echot echot v'pnei habayis. One might add, al derech drush, of course, that if the mitzvah is a mitzvah in the home, that's why Chazal picked this mitzvah specifically to express the idea of kol kvudav bas melech pnima, because the ikur idea, the ikur mitzvah of a woman, the Vilna Gaon says, that the same way the ikur mitzvah of a man is limud haTorah, the ner of Chanukah, of course, is the ner of limud haTorah. That was the ikur takon lashkicha miteresecha. The famous line, which is hundreds of years old, the Gemara on Amud Aleph says, the Gemara on Amud Beis, Chof Aleph on Beis, Tanu Rabbanan, my Chanukah, Tanu Rabbanan. The ikur of Chanukah, my Chanukah, Tanu Rabbanan, is that the Rabbanan, the Talmidim, could learn Torah. The Ikur Mitzvah, the Goyim says, of a woman is tznius, and that's why in the Ner Chanukah, which expresses Torah, connected that, the woman has an expression of her Ikur Mitzvah, which is tznius, expressed in the fact that she doesn't light. When he lights, and he's lighting that Ner, he's lighting his Neshama, the Ner HaTorah, the Esha Torah, in her Kol Kvuda Bas Malch Pnima, her expression of tznius, of being yaitza with her husband, of living with her husband, expresses the idea of her Ikur Tafkid, which is that Ner Ishu Beis of the Kol Kvuda Bas Malch Pnima.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.